segment of Talkin' History is brought to you by the JN Foundation, featuring unsung heroes of our parishes.
All right. Thank you, Jane. And we are joined now by Mrs. Rose Miller, Grants Manager for JN Foundation. How are you?
I am great. How are you, Marie?
I'm all right. So thank you very much for popping by Talking History today. So tell us why it's so important for you to talk about community as sources and our elders as sources of history. Why is that important to JN?
It is critical because we have a great membership and many, many senior citizens.
Mm.
But much more important is the fact that our seniors are so critical to our nation.
Mm.
They are the ones who are going to help us preserve our history, our culture. They are the ones who are going to be telling the stories of the past so that our younger generation can appreciate their identity and they can appreciate how we got to where we are. They can appreciate some of the things that they see now, and they can truly understand us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really, really vital role to play, and we want to really help and preserve them as well.
Now, I know that we have spoken in the past about the Parish History Project, right? The Jamaica National Parish History Project.
I want
to know if part of your instructions to the writers, you know, the historians, was to ensure that they combine oral history with the documented archival sources.
Yes, because we do want a complete story.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we actually do go out and do our own vox pop.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the contribution of the community members and persons who are from the parish,
mm-hmm.
so they can actually tell us
mm-hmm.
about what's going on, tell us what they know, you know, because there's nothing like a real story from somebody actually saying it.
Yes. You know, that some people are skeptical about oral history because they say, well, you know, do you really remember the thing accurately? What would you say to such people?
You could have situations like that, but mm-hmm. by and large, then our seniors, most of them are really so sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably tell you because of the food they eat or because they get enough rest or so on and so forth. So while we do have some situations where our seniors, because of degenerating illnesses, are not able to recall.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them are really sharp.
So what have you learned yourself, you know, as from these parish histories, for example, and from talking to the seniors to balance the accounts? What are some of the things that you have learned that you never read about?
All right, so, well, I started like two parishes.
Which are they?
Mm-hmm. St. James and... Mm-hmm. Kingston.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We are currently now doing St. James.
Mm-hmm.
So we have had all the composite of the work from St. James.
I'm looking forward to talking about St. James when you're finished with that.
Is that where you're from, too?
No, but me more often, no.
Okay, yes, St. James is a really, really...
St. Mary me come from, and we spoke about St. Mary already.
Already, yes. Uh-huh. I'm also from St. James.
Uh-huh.
And I went to school in St. James. And so a lot of the, and it was Montego Bay.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of the history of the hills,
mm-hmm.
I'm not even familiar with as somebody who grew up in St. James, mm-hmm. going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's written, I'm also looking forward to unearth some of the stories that happened in St. James, that
mm-hmm.
was about St. James kind
mm-hmm.
of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really why we do these things, because we want persons to be able to delve into the history of the parish they are from, whether the ones they are from, whether
uh-huh.
the ones they now live in, whether the ones their parents are from, so they can get a rich background as to what obtains from that.
In addition to trying to ensure that all histories incorporate into the accounts of the parish histories, how else is Jamaica National playing a role in the preservation of oral history?
Oral history in particular?
Mm-hmm. Or any other kind of history, if you want to talk about other things you're doing in communities.
Yes, we are doing, like for example, for now, we mm-hmm. have just launched basically our Jane Circle,
mm-hmm.
which is a club-like
mm-hmm.
structure
mm-hmm.
for our members at the various branches.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have small groups of members
mm-hmm.
in every parish getting together, doing different community projects,
mm-hmm.
teaching each other, and just being a support for each other and the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so from those small circles, we're hoping to unearth even more.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, these are going to be community peoples so relating to each other, so we want that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something else that we're doing.
Okay.
And in terms of even history,
mm-hmm.
we know we're all in this pandemic now. And 50 years from now, or even before, some of our children are going to wonder what went down when they see, like, wedding pictures with masks. What was that all about? You know, and somebody's going to have to explain to them. So what we have done during this period is captured some of those scenes through a competition, a photographic competition we had recently, so that we're able now to also upload those on our website to preserve this pandemic period.
This is very important. You know, I'm really happy to hear that, because you are right. I mean, we're looking back now on, say, the 1919 pandemic. We're seeing
right.
photographs, we're seeing people
yes.
wearing masks, people were even mm-hmm. putting masks on the dog. And
yeah.
we have a lot of history now about that. So you are absolutely right. If we don't capture it now, then
yes.
how are people going to understand what happened?
This period of
yes.
history has been lost, basically.
Yes, and you know, the mask project, I think that would be a great one to leave, you know, that legacy, because you notice that there are all kinds of masks now. Back
all
in the
kinds.
Day, there was just a surgical one, but,
yes.
well, there were a few others.
We have evolved.
Yes, and I mean, the yes. designs are amazing now.
Yes.
So I think that would be a really good contribution to preserving the history.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just a mask.
Tell us about
just
what
general,
else.
Just general stuff that were happening, well, that are happening during this period.
Uh-huh.
You have the physical distancing.
Yes.
You have, I remember one photograph we got was really of the mass of people at the remittance agents. Somebody might want to say, what was going down at that time?
Yes.
It was. Right, we had different themes.
Uh-huh.
And so the pictures kept, we had acts of kindness, so we saw some of that in play and so on and so
mm-hmm.
forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really exciting, and that was just completed. But we're going to have the photos uploaded so
okay.
Jamaica and the world can enjoy.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. But I really thank you for stopping by in this segment. Thanks to Jamaica National Foundation. I think your support of oral history is just fantastic, and we look forward to more from you as you roll out those senior citizens with their memories, with their oral history, to share with the Talking History family. So thank
yes,
you so
and
much.
Saturdays from now, we're going to be having our seniors in St. Mary and St. Thomas and Trelawney sharing what's happening in their community as well.
And
we do invite the community to stop by our website.
All right. We're looking.
Jamaica.org.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
ParishHistoryJamaica.org, and you can see photos, you can see the documented research of the parishes completed, and you can actually subscribe
mm-hmm.
to get updates when that, and you
all
can
right.
add your own content from history.
Okay, so thank you so much, Mrs. Rose Miller, Grants Manager for the Jane Foundation, and thank you, Jane, for your
you
support
much.
Of this program. Thank you so much, and we
awesome.
Look forward
really
to
important.
Having you again. All right. Okay,
you.
So that was Mrs. Rose Miller, Grants Manager for the Jane Foundation.
This segment of Talking History was brought to you by the JN Foundation, featuring unsung heroes of our parishes.